welcome to the Teachers on Fire podcast, where 21st century educators come to share, learn, and be inspired. We believe in the growth mindset, creativity, communication, critical thinking, collaboration, and strategic uses of education technology. Our mission is to share news and views from teachers who are crushing it in the classroom and making a difference for learners everywhere. I'm your host, Tim Cavey. Let's jump into today's episode. Today, I'm speaking with Katarina Rylance. Katarina describes herself as a middle school teacher, tea addict, adventure seeker, Ukrainian-Canadian, ESL enthusiast, and culture lover. Katarina, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Are you ready to talk education?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm looking forward to chatting more and hearing about the secrets to surviving teaching.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Why don't you start by describing your current teaching or education situation?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, I'm a grade 7-8 teacher at St. Teresa Catholic Middle School in Sherwood Park, Alberta. So we're in Western Canada. And I'm also the lead ESL coordinator of our school. So ESL being English as a second language. So I teach English, social studies, Ukrainian as a second language, and coordinate all the ESL of my school. And at our school, we're kind of the middle school model. So we range from grades 5 to 8. And we're experiencing a lot of increasing diversity as Canada's population continues to change. So kind of as my role as a teacher continues to shape itself, my duties as an ESL coordinator also have continued to grow. So kind of within that role, I do lots of testing and benchmarking of students that are new to Canada, or who have like linguistically diverse backgrounds. So just kind of helping them adapt to being in Canada and adapt to learning English. And then also providing programming for those students, providing support to teachers and professional development, and then just making sure that all the cultures that are in our school are supported and appreciated. So I kind of have, I wear many hats in my school, but it's super awesome to be able to share what I love with them.
Well, you are definitely the linguist master, and
yes.
I think you're wearing a lot of hats there, but it sounds really exciting, and it sounds like it really meets a lot of your personal passions. Tell us about a low moment that you faced in your teaching or education career and how you overcame it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from a newer teacher. It seems like that year was a long time ago for me, but how are things going? And yeah, do you have a good story for us?
Yeah, so right now I'm in my second year. So definitely the first few years have been insane. So when I think about a low moment, it's hard for me to pinpoint one. But in my first year of teaching, I created my blog, which is survivingteaching.org. And kind of having that blog really helped me anchor those rough moments and kind of keep positive. Because as we all know, teaching can be crazy no matter what day we have.
Oh, yeah.
And so kind of the way that it anchored me was kind of forcing me to look at all the amazing things that being a new teacher embodied. So I blogged about cool lessons I did, resources, funny moments, like terrible moments that ended up being awesome stories. And I feel like that kind of turned those difficult moments into awesome experiences. So it's hard for me to kind of pinpoint one of them, but I think that the lowest teaching moments that I can think of, and I'm sure lots of teachers can relate to this, is generally when people feel like you didn't believe in yourself, or somebody didn't believe in you. And teaching is hard no matter what anybody says. And I think that the most important thing is that teachers have to support each other. And that's kind of how we overcome those hard days, is by knowing that we're all on the same team. So I'm still kind of navigating my way through those hard days, like I think all teachers are, but yeah, definitely just trying to keep motivated is how we get through it.
Well, I love how you sort of point back to collaboration between colleagues as sort of the secret power that gets us through. And I think you're absolutely right. What excites you, Katarina, about education today? This might be a big picture idea or something you're doing right there in your practice.
Yeah, so I think specifically in my role, what's really exciting and awesome for me is that these people that are coming to Canada are laying new foundations for themselves in our country. Not only kind of creating a new future for themselves, but also they're going to contribute to shaping our country and our society. And I think definitely that's big picture stuff and why I'm so motivated and so excited, because the ability to kind of blend all these awesome cultures and awesome different ways that people do things all over the world into kind of one mosaic that we have is amazing. And I think education is what's kind of driving that.
Well, that is beautifully put. And I really appreciate sort of the value that you put in cultural diversity and just that vision of where it's all going, right, in terms of shaping our country.
Yeah, thanks.
I think, by the way, for our American listeners, it's a very similar dynamic. And on both sides of the border, you know, our country's demographics are changing, right, every
year.
Oh,
absolutely.
And we know about the sort of the inverted population pyramid, the fact is not that basically just in economic terms, we need these immigrant communities in order to have a viable future. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Outside of education, Katerina, what's another area of passion and learning for you? Tell us why this area interests you and why you enjoy it.
So this might be pretty obvious, but I love learning new languages and new cultures. And I think that comes from like a bunch of different passions of mine, but traveling is definitely one. So kind of meeting new people, learning about their culture, kind of seeing where they come from is huge for me. Right now, I like to say I speak 3.5 languages because I'm still learning. But kind of language and being a second language learner myself is kind of another passion. But kind of all of those together, being Ukrainian Canadian, I cultural dance. So being a Ukrainian folk dancer is huge. Kind of having that strong heritage in my background, I think is like a whole entity passion in itself. And I think that all those things together kind of contribute to what I bring to the table as a teacher. But it's definitely what's driving me and other elements of my life.
You are amazing. I can't believe you speak 3.5 languages and you're still learning. So
yeah.
That is inspiring. Share about a personal habit, Katerina, that contributes to your success, and the weirder, the better.
So mine is pretty basic. Kind of asked a few friends, like, what do you think makes me successful? Or what do you think contributes to the person I am? And they said, you plan. And I think that mm-hmm. anybody that you ask me, I have like 10 lists on the go all the time. And I'm always goal setting. I texted my sister last week, my 5-year plan. And she's like, you're crazy. So I think that that's definitely the biggest thing for me, is that I'm always making lists, always planning. But I think kind of beyond that, it's kind of having a vision of what you want your life to be like and figuring out how you're going to get there, and then having the execution and the follow through to get there. So yeah, I definitely think I'm a big time planner, and that's kind of why I'm the way I am.
Love it. Love it. We're moving into some rapid fire recommendations. Okay. So
yeah.
give us your top picks. First of all, tell us about an education leader that we should be following on Twitter and explain why.
Okay, George Kouros, he's amazing. Mm-hmm. He is always sharing ed tech tools and ideas, but also trying to connect teachers. And he has an amazing book, Innovator's Mindset. If you haven't read it, you have to do it.
Is he not just a nonstop flow of inspiration?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's from my city. So that's also
exciting.
Amazing. Like hometown power to Alberta.
Right.
So yeah, he's amazing. It's like never ending motivation from him.
I just can't believe that he comes up. I think he comes up with a new blog post every day.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
Dude, point us to an ed tech tool next that you currently love using in your classroom or your day-to-day work.
Yeah. So I think one of my favorites is called Pen Pal Schools. It's a must if you haven't ever tried it, but it practices so many awesome things like digital literacy, how to talk to somebody online properly, communication, how to talk about difficult topics with somebody. So yeah, it's just amazing.
All right. Next, recommend a book, one that you've been reading lately or one of your all-time faves, and tell us why you recommend it. And you've already mentioned Innovator's Mindset. Is there another one that you recommend?
Another one that I love is Teach Like a Pirate, and it's by Dave Burgess. I recently saw Dave Burgess live, and he is just amazing. His kind of take on student engagement is to teach like a pirate, kind of turn all your curriculum content, everything into a pirate treasure. And just his take on it is so unique and raw because he's a teacher in the classroom right now. So it's definitely a must.
Well, I saw some of what you were posting there, what you were tweeting from that conference, and he looks like a lot of fun. Last question, what are you watching on Netflix right now?
So right now on Netflix, I'm watching Timeless. If you haven't watched it, it's essentially about people traveling back in time, and the history buff in me just geeks out every time. So if you have a chance to watch it, do it, but beware, you might get
hooked. Timeless. I will take a look for that.
Yeah.
Katarina, this has been awesome. I really, really like your energy and your ideas, your passion for education. And I just hope that continues. We'll be following along on the blog. And speaking of that, what are the best ways for the listeners to follow you?
Yeah, so you can get a hold of me in a lot of ways. On Twitter, you can follow me at Katarina Rylance. Instagram, I'm at miss.rylance. On Facebook, my page is Surviving Teaching, and my blog is survivingteaching.org.
That is fantastic. I will make sure to post all of those links on teachersonfire.net. Katarina, thank you so much for this and enjoy the rest of the school year.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Teachers on Fire, where teachers come to share, learn, and be inspired. Please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter at Teachers on Fire. I'm your host, Tim Cavey, saying goodbye for now, and we'll catch you next time right here on the Teachers on Fire podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.